from the floor show at the Ag Connect Expo. I'm speaking with Rusty Fowler with Krone. And first of all, Rusty, tell me your title and what you do for the company.
I'm President and CEO of Krone North America.
All right. I'll learn how to pronounce that better now.
That's
Thank
okay.
you very much.
As long as people pronounce it. That's
okay.
The main
well,
thing.
First of all, because this is a brand new show that AEM is bringing to the marketplace, from your perspective, reasons why you chose to get involved and what you're kind of looking forward to there here at this show.
Well, you're right. It is a brand new show, but the desire for this show goes back many, many years. As a manufacturer in the U.S. right now, we display at as many as 30 to 40 shows per year. These are small regional shows, some of them a little bit larger, but generally they're regional shows. For years, we've wanted to have a show that was put together by the ag industry for the ag industry, and this is what Ag Connect is all about. When we were able to come together with the Association of Equipment Manufacturers and get their management skills behind developing a true ag show, then we knew we had it done. And we've been working on this for the last couple of years, and now all our work is finally coming to fruition, and it's going to be a great show.
Yeah. Well, you've got a great-looking display that's still under construction as we speak here. Tell me about how preparations have gone in this. Some of us from the Midwest might think kind of balmy, but down here, mighty cold temperatures we got in Florida.
Yeah. Actually, the temperatures did turn cold when we got down here, I guess, as a welcome to us. But the preparation for a farm show goes back for months. You have to prepare. You have to allocate expenses and allocate personnel and time. Something like this puts a lot together if you've never been associated with it. But the preparation has been across the industry with the companies that are going to be attending the show, and the preparation by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. They have gone out, and I've got to tell you, when I see the things that they have done to put this show together, and during this process they were telling us all the things they were doing, I tell you, it made me tired. They were doing so much work to get other things co-located with this show, which they were able to do, and that's going to make a huge difference in the success of the show, not only this year, but down the road as this show goes on. And we feel like right now, everything that we're doing for this show, we're actually preparing for our future in the farm show industry, or in the farm show for the industry as a whole. If you have ever attended the Agritechnica, have you seen the type farm show? Years ago, I talked with other executives, why can't we have a show like that? Now we're going to have a show, the show like that.
Well, tell us what the company has done is going to be showcasing here. Maybe that would be a good thing if we could. Just touch on a couple of highlights that people can look forward to when they come by to see you.
We're like a lot of companies. We want to put our best foot forward here and show the newest technology that we have. One of the highlights that we're going to have here is a folding 12-row corn head for our Krone Big X self-propelled forage harvester. The significance of this head is that it folds flat, and that means that you get a 3-meter transport width when you're going down the highway rather than knocking over mailboxes or hitting cars or something, and you're able to transport the machine down the highway, and this is brand new technology. We're also highlighting the machine attached to it. It's called the Big X 1000 horsepower forage harvester. It is a twin engine machine, operates on two engines, 1000 horsepower, and we're talking about tremendous productivity in this machine while you're in the field. And then when you're ready to go to another field, you're folding up to a 3-meter width and you're 25 miles per hour down the highway. This is all leading edge technology here, and that's what we're trying to highlight, like everyone else.
So, and when you talk about technology, how about that word precision that we hear so much today in agriculture? Is Krone implementing that kind of technology into your equipment?
And maybe not in the way that you're talking about. I think I know what you're what you're speaking of, but the precision that we are offering in our machine is more to the final product that comes out of the machine. For instance, let's go back to the Big X again. We used to talk about theoretical length of cut. So the length of cut on the corn that's going through there, or the grass that's going through there, you want it pretty much to a finite length. But it was always more or less theoretical. The presentation of the crop by this new Krona Easy Collect corn head ensures that what you've got dialed in the cab of your machine is the length of cut that you're getting down at the corn head. And that's precision. From our standpoint, that's the precision that we talk about.
Well, that's why I brought up the word. Right. It does have a broad application.
It does, that's right.
And means a lot of different things. But what you're saying, I think, is very important to producers and probably to their customers where they're going to be delivering this product.
It makes a huge difference to a nutritionist and a dairyman. It makes a huge difference to them because it can affect their output of milk. Yeah. Make a definite impact on that. Another technology that we have here, this is a 3x4 big square baler. But the difference in this and others is that it's called an HDP, which is a high density pack on this bale. And if you take a traditional 3x4 big square bale, we can get an additional 25% density in that bale. And what that means is when you go to load a hay truck, you can max out your load instead of paying for all that dimensional weight that you pay for with traditional bales. Just new technology, you know, things that we need to make us more productive. Our customers don't really have much control over what they get for their product. Mm-hmm. Therefore, what they can do is cut their cost of production.
Right.
Cost per unit, cost per gallon, cost per hour, however you want to do it, that's what our customers are trying to reduce, is that cost. And we can do it with machines like this.
Well, we'll certainly encourage people to stop by the Krona exhibit here at AgConnect Expo. And Rusty, I thank you for taking time to talk with me here as we are still under construction at event, and looking forward to a great show this week.
Us too. Thank you for coming by.
All righty.